A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Do, 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 do. Don't worry. Be happy because it's J-Rod Concerts, the podcast time, my good people. Hey, everybody. Jamie Rodriguez here, your host. This and every episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. And boy, do we have a great episode for you guys. The Newport Folk Festival 2023 recap episode. And boy, did we see some magic. We saw some magic at the iconic Rhode Island Festival, founded in 1959. It's been delivering musical moments forever since its foundation. It's incredible. And I mean, some of the highlights of this weekend were definitely an unplanned presentation from James Taylor. He just kind of came unannounced and people were loving it. We saw the Muppets. We saw the Muppets perform a couple sets, one of them with Valerie June, one of them with Goose. And man, so many guest appearances. Tyler Childers played with Turnpike Troubadours. Gosh, it was just unbelievable. We saw some great sets from Maggie Rogers. We saw some great sets from friends of our show, like John Oates. We saw some great sets from, just all over. It was pretty incredible. But the three guests that we have on today's show were some of the best shows. Leighton Valley, incredible local band that has been on the upswing, and they opened the last day of the festival in the main stage. We have friend of the show, of course, Bella White, who you may remember her. She's one of the most incredible up-and-coming singers. She's from Canada. She's been on our show before, and she released an album earlier this year, which is fantastic. And last but not least, Grace Bowers, ladies and gentlemen. If you follow me on socials, you may have seen Grace. She's become a really good friend. And it just so happens that she is a gifted guitarist, we'll put it mildly. Her set on Sunday has people talking, and we were happy to talk to her right after her set. So without further ado, this is the Newport Folk 2023 recap episode. Quick thank you to Jay Sweet and Newport Festivals Foundation for having us over. Let's roll with it. Grace, first of all, happy freaking birthday.
Thank you.
I mean, we've been joking about it all day, but I don't think when people turn 17, they get to play Newport in front of a packed audience with people hooting and hollering at your talent.
Yeah, it's a little different. I feel very lucky right now.
What are you feeling right now? Because you finished your set like 30 minutes ago, epic set. What do you feel?
Well, I feel sweaty and gross, but I feel really happy too.
Yeah. What did it feel on stage? Because people were enthralled, like, by your guitar playing. They didn't know who you were, but people kept coming in. What did you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. It was really cool playing with Brandon and Josh and Chris.
Yeah.
We were all, because I mean, we have never played together before. We have, but not like as
not
a group.
Officially.
Yeah. So. Right as we started, you were there, right? As we started practicing, we had like 20 minutes to practice before, and like we just locked in, like just like that. It was really cool.
Yeah, dude. This is a special festival, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think it's special?
Well, the last festival I was at was Bonnaroo, and this is like totally different. I feel like people here are like actually listening to the music. Like, they're here for music. That's why people come to this festival.
Yeah.
And it's so historical, too. I mean, how long has it been around for?
1959, I believe.
Yeah, somewhere around there. That's crazy.
Yeah, amazing. And speaking of the festival, not only your performance, but all weekend you've done cool stuff. Like, you did something with Valerie June the other day.
Yeah.
Like, just kind of like big picture, recapping, like, what are some of the magical moments that, like, you're taking with you back to Nashville?
Well, Valerie June was great. And then me and her actually both played in Margot Price's show.
Yeah, how was that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Emmylou Harris was there, Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
Shit, who else played that?
A bunch of people. Yeah.
It was
Goodman,
awesome.
Everybody was there.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Erin Ray, all that good
stuff.
Amazing, Grace. Well, you know, I don't want to hold you too much, but
Yeah, man, just happy birthday, dude. What a great birthday. Newport, I think, Newport 2023, I think it was a Were You There moment for you, Grace. Yeah. And just, man, thanks for your talent, dude.
Thank you.
If I ain't got you, I ain't got nothing. If I ain't got you.
How are you guys doing?
We are feeling pretty good right now. We just came off the stage. First time ever playing Newport Folk. First time playing to like an audience that size. And I'm feeling amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on top of the world right now. It's pretty good.
And to be tasked with opening Newport day one. And you guys killed it. But like, was there any, and the big stage, and it was just like people just came in rushing through the gates. There was that like energy. Like any, gosh, I know you guys are nervous or not, but any trepidation with opening?
This is our hometown, and we spent a lot of time here at the Fort, and it felt really comfortable. A lot of friends and family out there, and it just was like a really comfortable experience, so I loved every second of it.
Yeah, like the biggest thing for us is like that we get a chance to have a moment before we go on stage where we either sing a harmony or we get like locked in together with the four of us, and we got that. And then Jay Sweet, festival director, came over, gave us a little pep talk, and it was like the perfect energy to like sweep us up on the stage.
And by the way, I have to tell my audience, you guys are from here, like, and we were joking about this off stage earlier, but you know, most people, they say, yeah, my hometown festival is this, or my hometown little cafe. This is your hometown. Like, you can basically see your apartment from the stage, man.
It is kind of crazy, like, the amount of people that I could, like, look out and see that I see on a day-to-day basis. Because Newport isn't, like, New York City. It's not, like, L.A. It's not, like, a lot of these other big cities where festivals are. It's super small. So if you are in town every day, the odds are you're going to see a ton of people you know. And everybody in town loves the festival, gets tickets, makes a whole weekend out of it, and I saw a bunch of them, and that, like, I mean, seeing the bridge alone, you're like, oh, we're home. But then seeing all the other faces was real nice.
And I gotta ask you guys are so good as a band out of making like lemonade out of lemons. So let me give you an example. Like when you guys went to Fort Worth to record, and there was like a thunderstorm or something, and you guys couldn't do it, right? You know what I'm talking about? And then like also during the pandemic, you know, people were like locked at home, and this is when you guys really blossomed. Where does that come from? Like that, like making like, man, like life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, energy of the band.
Yeah, I mean, we like to say we're pretty scrappy, and we really kind of just come up with an idea and set our minds to it and really work towards it. And we're also kind of able to pivot. And with this Fort Worth thing you mentioned, we went to go record some music down there with Robert Ellis and Josh Block. And we got there, and it was like a freak storm freeze, and the entire city shut down for 4 days. And we had to just pivot, and some of the session players couldn't come in, and we said, yeah, let's take advantage of this time that we have here. And we ended up coming out with some songs that we never intended to record, but they're gonna make the next record, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, Dave and I are definitely friends before we are like bandmates, and so we have this like interesting way of balancing out each other's energy. And when we went to Fort Worth and we realized that it had the potential of being a worst case scenario, we both went into like overdrive of trying to make each other happy and be like, no, we are gonna make lemonade out of this situation. And it was just kind of crazy. Like, it wasn't a pressure situation of like performing under pressure, but it was like we set aside all this time and all this money to go make music with these great people. There was no way we were leaving without doing that. And so we've got some amazing recordings that like we're excited to share.
Well, you guys got a lot going on. Your family's here. So let me guys leave you with this. You guys have had projects before, like the Shotgun Project. Great projects. And you guys play like you guys have been playing for 20 years, man. It's like incredible. What have you taken out of your careers before this, out of Shotgun and all the stuff you've done, that has made you guys such a powerful and quick, impactful band?
Well, Dave's got the Hendricken High School talent show under his belt.
What was that about?
No, I mean, honestly, like, the funny thing is that us as a band, we have not played that many shows. Like, as a band with more than just the two of us, this is only, like, our fifth or sixth show ever. And so, really, like, we don't have a ton of experience under our belts as a group. Even though we do have histories as musicians, like, we've all, like, any party you go to with Dave, he's playing the piano or guitar, and he's singing Beyoncé. But in this situation, it was just like, Dave and I get so locked in with each other that, like, you don't need that past experience to, like, get dialed for the stage. And we're both very, like, productive-minded. We, like, over-prepare. And that was really, that helped more than having any experience, because there's nothing that can prepare you for a stage of that magnitude.
Well, I also think that we have kind of developed this workflow of, like, really focusing on being productive and not playing 250 gigs a year, but really being intentional about where we play, what we do, who we surround ourselves with, and it's seemingly working in our favor, so we're going to keep doing it.
Well, guys, congratulations on the success. Today was epic, and I think we're going to be talking about it for a long time, so thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, brother.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, man.
It don't hurt less because of it. It don't weaken the blow. Well, I knew I was going to love you.
Bella, Newport 2023 is going to be known as Bella White's Newport. Like, what a weekend for you.
It's been pretty exciting, yeah.
I mean, I feel like every day, we've been here every day this week, you're doing something amazing.
Oh,
so
wow.
Let's start with, like, your set on Friday, which was phenomenal. How was that like?
It was so special. I mean, just, like, looking out and knowing kind of the people that have played here and the, you know, it feels like you are standing on the shoulders of giants, as they say. There's so many of my heroes of... been here, so I think it was pretty surreal to be on that stage and just kind of taking it all in.
Man, but you really were unbelievable, Bella. And I get, like, seriously, like, I tell you this every time I see you, but you killed it.
Oh, thank you.
How are the new songs coming along? And the reason I ask is, you know, the album's been out for like 4 months or so already. Have you found that, like, the songs are evolving on the stage, kind of like turning into something, like, different, better?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I feel like when we do the 6-piece band, it's very, like, we're playing it like the record, which is really awesome and fun and exciting, and then they kind of take on another life when I do it with the trio,
right?
Because, you know, we don't have all the instrumentation and we don't have the, you know, that same kind of, like, space being taken up, so it's a lot more intimate and kind of stripped down, and I think that can be really cool. You know, it's like a different way of experiencing those songs.
Amazing. Yeah. Have you found, I remember Bono of U2 once said that songs are never finished, they're just released.
Do you
relate to that?
Say that again.
Like, he said that songs are not never finished.
Yes.
They're just released.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's always room for songs to evolve and grow. And I think that's a really beautiful thing. It's like, when I think about my first album now, I feel like those songs have, like, taken on this whole new life when we play them. So I agree, there's always room for them to morph and grow and kind of shape-shift a little bit.
By the way, it's been great to see you in Nashville.
Yes.
How is Nashville treating you?
Nashville's wonderful. I love Nashville.
What's your thing that surprised you the most about Nashville? Living?
I mean, I guess it wasn't really much of a surprise, but just, like, it's really true that there's, you know, there's stuff going on constantly. There's always amazing music to be heard and amazing, you know, art to go see. Like, it's just such
I mean, I've seen you, like, at that, like, barn thing, remember? Like,
the square dance.
That was super cool.
Yeah, there's such a good community of stuff like that there.
How's your family in Canada?
My family's very good. Yeah, they're doing well.
Okay, great.
Enjoying Canada.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you, like, writing songs while you're on the road or something, or are you just focused on, like, playing this record?
I'm kind of trying to do a bit of both. I find it a little hard to write while I'm on the road because there's just so much stimulation and so much going on and not a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
But I've been finding time to write and make it work, and it's awesome.
And Bella, you know, this latest record is, I mean, you're showing your evolution, and it's been so incredible as a songwriter. Have you, when you listen back to your first record, do you kind of, like, ick or cringe or, like, oh my god, I was, like, so young or something, or are you, like, or you respect who you were kind of thing?
I definitely have moments of cringing a little bit, but, like, I don't really cringe. It still feels like, you know, a really big part of me, and I think there's some things that I hear now and I'm like, oh, I would do this differently, but I think such is the way of things, you know. It's like, that is just making music.
Well, let me leave you with this, Bella. I know that a lot of your friends have played here. What are, like, your highlights of what you've seen, or like some of the coolest things that, like, stand out from what you've seen played this weekend?
I mean, Emmylou Harris last night at Margot's show was, you know, I mean, I knew she was going to be there, but, you know, seeing her, she's probably my all-time hero. I'm such a fan of hers, and getting to see her, you know, and watch her kind of just, like, shine in that way was really special.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would say.
Well, Bella, thank you for your time. You're the best. Always great seeing you.
Yes, so good
thank
to
you.
See you too.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.